Good morning. Now 41 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal this morning. I'm Scott Montgomery. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning. Hope you're having a great day. Yesterday, President Bush requested $7.1 billion in emergency funding from Congress to deal with the threat of a super flu, read potential bird flu pandemic. Mr. Bush spoke at the National Institutes of Health and told the public that, quote, by making critical investments today, we will strengthen our ability to safeguard the American people in the awful event of a devastating global pandemic, unquote. Bush's national strategy is based on three principles. First, finding, containing, and treating a flu outbreak as soon as it appears. Second, developing vaccines and antiviral drugs. Finally, the third part of the strategy includes plans to respond quickly to save lives. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the man at the National Institutes of Health who's in charge of flu-fighting efforts. He'll help enact the president's plan as he's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Fauci joins us now. Dr. Fauci, will this new plan help us adequately fight off any super flu in the future?
Well, it certainly is a very, very big step in that direction. The $7.1 billion plan involves about $6.7 billion for the Department of Health and Human Services. A significant proportion of that relates to the ultimate development not only of a vaccine, but of the vaccine capacity to be able to manufacture enough doses in a timely fashion. $4.7 billion of that $6.7 for the department is going to vaccine development and preparedness. The other $1.4 billion is going to antiviral drugs and about $0.6 billion for public health infrastructure. The rest of it, to get to the total of the $7.1 billion that the president spoke of, goes to other agencies such as Homeland Security and Transportation and others. So that's a rather robust budget for a plan that's a comprehensive plan. It was just, as you know, announced in subsequent days. You're going to be hearing more details about various aspects of the public health plan, including state and local authorities.
We're speaking with Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Fauci, tell us a little bit about the flu season this year. Now, the whole bird flu thing is really a lot of preparedness going on, but what about other strains? How are we looking?
Yeah, well, we're looking really quite well regarding the other. You know, we have a seasonal flu that's predictable. It occurs virtually every winter. One of the concerns in past years was not having enough vaccine because one of our manufacturers had a contamination in their plant. We don't anticipate this to be a problem this year, so we're on target of getting people vaccinated with what we call the seasonal flu. It's generally predictable. You make a decision in the end of the winter prior to the year you're dealing with as to what strain you'll use. So the vaccines have been shipped in many cases to the suppliers who are now distributing it. So we're on target for preparedness for this upcoming flu season, which is rather predictable. In parallel with that, we need to keep our eye on the possibility of the evolution of a pandemic flu, which we don't have right now. It's still fundamentally an animal disease seen in chickens, but there have been some cases, about 121 cases, with about 62 deaths that have occurred in Southeast Asia. So we're keeping our eye on it because we want to make sure it doesn't develop the capability of efficiently spreading from person to person.
Okay, now how exactly do you do that, and how do you prepare for the worst-case scenario?
Well, you prepare for the worst-case scenario by developing a vaccine, so we already have a vaccine developed. The critical issue is, are we going to have the capacity to make enough doses for people who need it? You stockpile the vaccine, you increase your vaccine production capacity, and you also stockpile a certain amount of antiviral drugs. You work in collaboration internationally with the countries that are most seriously involved, like those in Southeast Asia, to have a surveillance that, as we call it, transparent, namely, you know what's going on, and as things change, you get real-time evaluation of what is going on.
Is the healthcare industry in this country prepared for a pandemic? Would U.S. hospitals be prepared to take on a rush of patients?
No, quite frankly, they're not, and that's one of the things that the president mandated to them, to really look within themselves to put together their own plans about how they can develop surge capacity to be able to handle, if in fact we get a pandemic flu, a rather large number of people visiting emergency rooms, clinics, hospitals will need a surge capacity in beds. All of those things are going to be problematic if you don't have a plan about how you're going to handle it.
Thank you, Dr. Fauci. That's Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health. Again, President Bush's request for $7.1 billion in funds includes $251 million to detect flu outbreaks, $2.8 billion to accelerate development of flu vaccine technology, $800 million for development of new treatments and vaccines, $1.5 billion for the Departments of Health and Human Services and Defense to purchase flu vaccines, and $1.0 billion to stockpile antiviral medications.